Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fridays are always big, always informative. Three important guests for you. We have Clara Halpert joining us. They're having their family farm and business taken by the city government in her area. We'll tell you all about it coming up in 30 minutes because they, quote, want an open green space. They want a good view shed. The government is taking it and, of course, not giving them proper just compensation, setting the trend, expanding the trend of open land grabbing by the government and the private criminal interest that have grown up around it. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. Then we're going to have Tommy Pallotta, the producer of A Scanner Darkly, the Philip K. Dick adaptation, that is getting rave reviews from the Cannes Film Festival to right here in the United States. He'll be joining us to talk about this near future police state dystopic film that opens in most major cities this weekend and then in hundreds of theaters in the next few weeks and then over 1,000 screens by the time it is fully released in the next month. Tommy Pallotta will be joining us coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. Richard Linkletter joins us on the 11th, coming up early next week, the director of the film. He also has Fast Food Nation coming out, exposing that travesty. And so he'll be on the air with us talking about both of those films, the double-barrel approach, as one critic called it, from the Texan, Richard Linkletter, coming up next week. Well, what is the 11th? I guess that will be on Tuesday. Of course, today is 7-7, the 1 year anniversary of the British government carrying out terror attacks in London. They then had another dud attack 2 weeks later on 7-21. And my new film, Terror Storm, spends, I guess, about 40 minutes of the just shy of 2 hours on the London bombing, on the ground in London. We were there just a week and a half after 7-7 in the middle of the government operation. We were there exposing it, and we have made a new film, Terror Storm, and the centerpiece of the film is 7-7 London bombing. So it is apropos, it is fitting that we are releasing Terror Storm in the month of July. The official film with the extras won't be out until next month, but we have a limited run of Terror Storm that actually has had about four and a half minutes cut out of it. The final version will have about 4 minutes cut out of it. You get this special edition because we don't have time to wait. We printed up limited copies of these, and they're almost all gone. Get your copy of Terror Storm now, the collector's edition. Every copy, of course, I've also signed. And start making copies and getting them out to people. We just can't wait a month till the extras are done and the official DVD is all printed up with the pretty color cover. We're putting it out now, and I hope you'll visit Infowars.com, the secure video and bookstore, and get a copy of Terror Storm and some of the other books and videos while you're at it. Or I sincerely hope that you will call toll-free to secure your copy, 1-888-253-3139. Terror Storm, 11 months in the making. Really, I had an eye on making a film about the London bombing, so if you want to be technical, it's almost a year in the making because I decided to make a film about the London bombing a week after it happened when it was clearly an inside job. I then traveled to London, so almost a year in the making, but technically 11 months in the making. I spent over three times as much money on this as I spent on any previous film. Terror Storm is now available, professional music, very professional graphics and animations. I'm really proud of Terror Storm. You need to get it. So The emergency edition, collector's edition, is only available for a limited time. Get your copy now. You can see it online right now at prisonplanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a lot of things that have been happening in the last month that we haven't really focused in on properly. Of course, today is the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of the British government-sponsored terror, 7-7, in London. We did the most detailed reportage anywhere at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We happen to have correspondents, of course, in Sheffield and London. And now a lot of people are on record, former MI5 agents, even members of the Parliament, questioning 7-7 and showing that all the evidence points towards it being an inside job. The majority of Brits in polls, over 80%, believe the government killed Diana. The evidence of that has come out. The majority of Brits in major polls, and now even members of Parliament, are pointing directly towards Dr. David Kelly being killed. We have a clip from one of their national newscasts that I want to play concerning the murder of Dr. David Kelly, where it's openly now being discussed. And again, it's the same thing on 7-7. That is being exposed. So we've seen governments shift from carrying out actual terror attacks, which they blame on their political enemies and they use as a pretext for setting up ever-widening, expanding police states. We've seen a shift from that now to fear-mongering, fake terror busts with chemical weapons that turns out to be completely staged, now admitted to be staged, in London a month ago. Days later, in Canada, a staged event with a bunch of teenagers with the Royal Mounted Police shipping them thousands of pounds of fertilizer and saying they were planning to blow everything up. Lots of fake videos with terrorists on the news saying they're going to get us. And it's ridiculous. We saw the situation in Florida a few weeks ago where it is, again, now even admitted in mainstream news that the whole thing was a fraud, a staged sting, where the government literally went on the streets and openly recruited, created the supposed terror organization made up of a bunch of low-grade morons, paid them over $50,000 cash, set them up in a warehouse, and then videotaped them swearing allegiance to Al-Qaeda, being led by the FBI informant. It's the same story over and over and over again. And now, fresh on the heels of that, FBI disrupts New York City tunnel plot. Authorities have disrupted planning for foreign terrorists for an attack on the transportation network, including tunnels in the New York City, New Jersey area, two federal agencies announced Friday. And, of course, 5 months ago in Ohio, they supposedly busted a shell of terrorists were planning to kill everyone, and it turns out that they were, too, being led by a member of the U.S. military, Special Forces, who was working for the National Security Council, and they staged that entire event. We have disrupted a terrorist network that was in the planning stages of an attack, said a statement released jointly and mid-morning by the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. FBI agents monitoring internet chat rooms used by extremists learned in recent months of a plot to strike a blow at the city's economy by destroying vital transportation networks, an official said earlier. Now, there are real nuts and a few real kooks and killers that do shoot their mouths off about carrying out these type of dastardly, horrific attacks. But, and we've researched this, we've seen this over and over again, the same signature. Normally it's FBI, CIA, Shin Bet, Mossad, MI6, MI5, German intelligence, or private agencies online simply writing Al-Qaeda confessions online, posting admissions, posting audio tapes. They're checked out. They're proved to be frauds. The globalists are so sloppy that it always leads back to neocon-owned servers and companies out of Arizona, Texas, New York, New Jersey. Did I mention Arkansas? So it's the same thing over and over again. I mean, literally, the government can go on any chat room, any message board. They can say they want to carry out terror attacks. Then some other agent from another agency agrees with them. They then go bust. It's always a low-grade moron or someone who's mentally retarded, and claim that they were the main person planning it. Now, several things could be happening here, and I don't know which one. I don't know what the globalists are going to do, because I don't think they know what they're going to do. They've got a whole bunch of different simultaneous plans and operations going side by side that they can implement either one at a time or all together at the same time. They could, now again, the globalists can't carry out another 9/11 in the U.S. There's a few things that will make it look bad if they do. Now, I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying they can't do it without people saying, oh, you took a bunch of our freedoms and set up a police state, and now look, it's your fault. The terrorists were still able to attack us. Oh, you really screwed up. You can't keep us safe. But if they lead up to, and I've said a key indicator of major terror attacks in the United States or Western Europe or North America will be a whole bunch of bust. Oh, we foiled this attack. We foiled this attack. We foiled that attack. We foiled another attack. We're doing everything we can to keep you safe. And then, oh my gosh, one slipped past us. There was a truck bomb, or there was a dirty bomb, or an A-bomb went off, and we think Iran did it, or somebody released a new bioweapon that came out of left field. We don't know where it came from, and all the microbiologists that could have identified where it came from have all mysteriously died in the last 3 years. You see, so a whole bunch of attacks being foiled is a major indicator that they're now building the story, building the script, that we saved you all these times, our goalies blocked the kick, blocked the soccer ball, blocked the terror attack over and over and over again, but we can't stop them all and see there were these people that were against the Patriot Act and 600 and something cities and four states have thrown it out. And so they frustrated our operation. They stopped us from being able to save you. And so it's also their fault. It's the people that stopped us from protecting you. It's their fault. And I've heard Michael Savage and many others chortle and laugh that just wait till there's another terror attack. It's going to be all of you's faults out there. It's going to be your fault, those of you that stopped us from setting up the security we needed, and now we're going to have to ban the press criticizing Homeland Security and ban the press criticizing the police state because it's here to keep you safe. And we notice Fox News and everybody else is beating that drum for a new office of censorship and not allowing criticism of the government. And California Deputy Attorney General's going back 4 years ago, what Calhoun, saying that anti-war protests should be banned because anti-war protests aid the terrorist. The war is against terrorists, and so anti-war protests hurt the war effort, hence they help the terrorist. I mean, even Democrats, when they're in office, are out here pushing this and using this. Or the globalists could have been basically exposed, which we know they have to a great extent, on 9/11, on 7/7, on Madrid, on a host of other government false flag terror attacks. And so what we're, could be seeing here is they're simply trying to carry out basically drills. We know that the live drills they've had do create a climate of fear, hysteria, the perception that we're being attacked by terror attacks. Well, these fake terror busts, they serve kind of the medium between drills, which create a climate of fear and the government saving you by taking your rights, and real terror attacks, which are have been extremely effective in destroying our republic and delivering us into the hands of the American Union and the New World Order. So I don't know which it is. I don't know if they're carrying out these fake terror raids just to put the image out that they're saving us, they're protecting us, it's a summer of fear leading into the election, this climate of hysteria to smokescreen all the other corruption and bid rigging and war profiteering and criminal activities that are going on. That's on the good hand. We hope that they've decided to back off carrying out terror attacks in the Western world. We hope that they've backed off that program because they've been penetrated and exposed. But I tend to lean towards, at least currently, towards the view that this is a prelude, this is an opening salvo, this is setting the table, this is hors d'oeuvres, simply preparing your palates for, oh, we tried to stop it, we stopped a bunch of other events, but we couldn't stop the next big event, and by the way, it's your fault because you didn't totally acquiesce to us and roll over like a jellyfish and beg the government to take all of your freedoms. Also, different globalist programs, different globalist operations conflict with each other logically in the people's minds of the United States, Canada, and Western Europe. From Germany to France to England to Canada to the U.S. to New Zealand to Australia, massive third world populations are being brought in. The secret documents have been made public in the BBC where Blair signed secret deals to bring in unlimited Muslims. But wait a minute. You say you're getting tough on illegal immigration, but you've signed a deal with France to bring in unlimited illegal aliens and then legalize them and put them on welfare on the dole, as it's called. Same thing here. Wait a minute. We're going to be hit by another terrorist attack. It's almost 5 years after 9/11, but the government is actually calling for blanket total amnesty and open borders. They tried to sell the lie that the amnesty program was actually a pro-sovereignty, anti-illegal alien move. It's the complete opposite. So the globalists also have that problem, that if they carry out another attack, even more people will say, wait a minute, you left our borders wide open, but you've got TSA-trained Viper teams in Miami, Dallas, and other cities randomly searching American citizens at shopping malls. You see, what you live under in the airports will soon be on the streets of America. In fact, it's here. The FBI said they want checkpoints going into shopping malls. Yeah, leave the gates of the city open, but let's have everyone, basically with their hands up inside their homes. This is what's happened. So, critical crossroads right now. The neocon agenda is sliding backwards, is in flames. They need terror attacks to jumpstart it. But their statisticians, their experts, their theoreticians are telling them it may blow up in their face, literally and figuratively. Too many people are watching. Too many police, mid and low level, are aware of what's really going on. There's too many whistleblowers. They're worried about going public. So is it really just the summer of fear? Lots of fake terror busts to make us think they're saving us.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul is scheduled popping in sometime in the third hour today. Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul. Tommy Pallotta, the producer, along with, of course, George Clooney was one of the other producers. But Tommy Pallotta will be joining us, the producer of A Scanner Darkly, coming up in 30 minutes in the next hour. We have a mother coming on who's having their family property stolen openly for, quote, environmental green space. That's coming up in about 7 minutes. And at the bottom of the next hour, we've got Bill Doyle, father of Joseph Doyle, who died on 9/11, and he's the leader of one of the major family groups, and they're starting to have a lot of questions about 9/11. So he'll be joining us coming at the bottom of the next hour, so about roughly about an hour and 5 minutes from now. So, wow, how many guests is that today? And it's all really important stuff, so you'll want to stay with us for the entire broadcast if you can. Interspersed, I have the news of global warming really being hyped, being pushed, even if you believe in global warming. Their, quote, solutions is nothing more than a global tax and a fraud. I want to try to spend some time on that. The mysterious death of Ken Lay as he waited for sentencing up in Colorado. A few days after his death, Colin Powell, having dinner with the Clintons, has to go to the hospital, at the very same hospital. A lot of mysterious things going on there. Turns out the North Korean missile was aimed at an area off of the Hawaiian Islands. Of course, over 5 years ago, a North Korean test missile did hit Alaska, a dummy warhead. And that was covered up quickly because you can't be invading Iraq a few years later if you're claiming they're such a threat while there's an actual country run by a madman firing missiles, test missiles at the United States. So that's the type of news I have stacked up here in front of me today. No way to cover all of it properly, but we will attempt to do it. I might as well put one plug in for this and then leave it at that. We've got about 150 T-shirts left. Well, that was how many we had, 156 to be precise, yesterday when I posted it. We made 600 of these. It is 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda with the incredible artwork on the front. You can see it at Infowars.com. We only have a few larges, extra larges, XX larges, and as those, as different sizes are sold out, we'll remove those. If you want one of these T-shirts, it says Face the Facts, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com on the back. On the front, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. 2 days of truth, June 24th, 25th, L.A., and when those 150 are gone, they're gone. We're not printing anymore. If you want one of these, it's a great way to get the word out, and it's a collector's item. It was historical. If you went and didn't get a T-shirt or you didn't have a chance to go and you want the T-shirt, they're on Infowars.com right now, and I would predict by Monday they should probably all be gone. And, yes, I printed up, I guess, about 1,100 DVDs, the emergency release of Terror Storm without the extras. And the final film is about 4.5 minutes shorter, so it also has some footage that's been cut. It says 9/11 Neocon Agenda at the beginning of the film. It is a collector's edition. I'm signing every copy that's left. They are very close to all being gone. And we have those available at Infowars.com, or you can write to us right now and get one as well, or call toll-free. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're holding back some in case we sell out for those that do send in mail orders. So if we get those mail orders in the next week or so, if it's post-dated in the next week or so, you will be able to get a collector's edition of the emergency release of Terror Storm. I was going to wait, but it's going to take like a month to have these out officially. And I thought, why have I had these? Why not get these out? Please get them. Please make copies. We cannot wait. We've got to expose the globalists that carried out 9/11. The film gets into the London bombings and proves it's an inside job, a whole history of government-sponsored terror. Before that, and then we get into the fake war, how they staged that, British SAS dressed up attacking Basra police, being captured, that was all staged. A whole bunch of issues like that, the Downing Street memo, the White House memo, we go to Crawford, we show all the lunacy of the neocons who are anything but conservative, we interview Ray McGovern, Cindy Sheehan, MI5 agents Andy Michon and David Shaler, a member of Parliament, former Blair cabinet member Michael Meacher, Professor Stephen Jones, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, the list goes on and on. It's the best film ever made. It is heads above all the others. The others are excellent. So visit Infowars.com and get Terror Storm and get a few of the other films and get them out to people now. We've got to expose the criminals that carried out 9/11 and they're going to carry out more attacks. You can also see it on PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Of course, you remember the New London, Connecticut ruling of last year, where they ruled that they don't even have to give just compensation. That's the thing the media didn't like to focus on, but it was in the local papers, that they come into, say, a $306,000 house in one of the cases, and they say, we've already condemned it, even though it's a three-story Victorian home on the water, and you're paying on the tax rolls over $300,000. You could clearly sell it for more than that. We're condemning it. We're going to give you $61,000 for it. And by the way, since you fought us in court, we're going to charge you back rent for the five-year fight, so you actually owe us $40,000. So that's what really happened there. And then we have the Western Seafood. There's hundreds of these cases in Freeport, Texas, set up in 1942. They make over $40-plus million a year profit. That's been in the Houston Chronicle. We had Mr. Gore, three-generation owner, of it on the air. They're not even trying to give them just compensation, all because the heir of the Mobil oil fortune wants it for a yacht club. Folks, I'm not kidding. So this is how it operates. They say a private interest want your land, and they're allowed to go lobby. This is in the Supreme Court ruling. They're allowed to go lobby your city council, your county commissioners, your legislature, your state legislature. They are allowed to then take your property if they decide. It makes your locals absolute kings, absolute rulers. This is something out of, you know, Britain 600, 700 years ago, France 500 years ago. I mean, this is out of the Dark Ages. The Renaissance swept this away to a great extent. A man's home is his castle. In fact, the Magna Carta 1215 began reversing this. You know, the lowliest pauper is a king in his lowly hovel, and they're, you know, the kings and queens cannot enter without permission. That's a paraphrase of one of the famous quotes by a parliamentarian there in London. So this is what we face. And every day I see these, okay? I can't make the whole show about this. Every day I read about this. But here's a particularly egregious case. We're going to go to Clara Halper in just a minute from Piscataway, New Jersey. Family plans protest over eminent domain eviction. Facing eviction from their 75-acre Piscataway farm at 3 p.m. next Monday, the Halper family plans to hold rallies protesting the eminent domain ruling that will force them from their home and businesses. Some people will arrive Saturday and will plan to have rallies on Sunday and Monday afternoon, said Clara Halper, who is on the line with us, wife of Larry Halper, whose family owns the farm on the corner of South Washington Avenue and Mathers Lane. And some estimates have the land tagged between $20 and $100-plus million. The city is trying to pay them, according to press reports, almost nothing. They want a jury ruling of $18 million. They don't want to sell the family farm and land. There's a business on it. Quote, there'll be people who oppose eminent domain laws. We'll have some people speak. As of Wednesday, the rallies had not yet been scheduled. The Halper family and Piscataway Township have been locked in a bitter dispute since the fall of 99 over the farm that the township has seized under eminent domain laws for the purpose of open space preservation. But under that, and it's in the news here in front of me, under that it says that the city can then give it or sell it to whoever they want for development. Now, we're going to go to our guests in a moment. For those that don't know, I remember in 98 going to a big, quote, smart growth conference in Austin. Michael Dell spoke. The head of Bank of America spoke. Bank One spoke. It was elitists from across the planet. 5,000-plus city officials from the U.S. and county officials, they attended huge banquet halls. I was there. We shot video. I'm going to dig that old news report out we did and put it on the website. I've got hundreds of those on prisonplanet.tv. We should post that. And I even interviewed Michael Dell and others. And they got up, former Dallas Cowboy players are involved in it. And they're all developers up there laughing about how they're going to take everybody's property. They then snatched 15,000 acres from people. First, they devalued it, saying you couldn't build for 5 years. Then they gave them pennies on the dollar. Then they took all the restrictions off. They're building luxury five-star hotel golf courses. It's all built now. Huge $10 million houses, lavish country clubs. I mean, the value of the land is millions of dollars per acre in some cases. Millions of dollars. I know farmers and ranchers who are personal friends of mine who had 200, 300 acre plots taken, and guess how much they were paid per acre? A couple thousand dollars. Absolute premium. Premium. I mean, if you paid $200,000 an acre, you'd be getting a good deal on most of this land. Again, some of it goes for millions now, and the city doles it out to all its buddies. Imagine the real estate councils and others all over the country. This is public. They're lobbying for it. They come in, buy off their city council, put in the mayor. Don't let people build on their own land. Drive down the wages so they drive down the property value so they can say you're not allowed, you know, to basically sell it for full value. Then they make a sweetheart deal, eminent domain it, force you to sell it for pennies on the dollar, pennies on the dollar. Then turn around, take all restrictions off, and build luxury homes, hotels, giant spas, five star spas. I mean, you ought to see it, folks. The average person can't afford to go out there. This is where I live. Okay. Okay, this is what I've witnessed, and now this family is being absolutely raped there in New Jersey, in Piscataway. Clara Halper, I really appreciate you coming on with us today. Thank you for listening to that rant. The info I just laid out, we've never talked before, you're just joining us on air. The rant I just laid out, does that mirror, or is that similar, or is it different from what you're dealing with?
Oh, Alex, it mirrors everything that we're dealing with. All this, we have big developers funding the politicians here in town, all the way up to the state politicians. In some cases, they're redevelopers themselves. It totally mirrors it. It's horrendous.
Now, I want to be clear. They're saying this is for environmental reasons. Nationwide, the biggest landowner is the Nature Conservancy and the Sierra Club and others. They've got all these weird little cult members driving their Volvos, feeling good, feeling loving, pushing for all of this. And then openly, nationwide, it's handed over to the biggest developers for golf courses and luxury hotels and townhouses and high-rises. And you tell the environmentalists this, and they go, you're a liar. They will not face the public facts. But even the newspaper in your town admits they're going to develop it. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, absolutely. There's an agreement between the town and the county that allows the township to sell, lease, or donate the land. We call it, you know, it's a backdoor for redevelopment. That's what they're taking it under the pretense of open space. The township, at the same time, is building. They've had their foot on the accelerator pedal for ages now. You know, they're just building it and building and turning it into a city. So there's, and they have, I think, it's between a quarter and a third of the town is already in parklands, including, Rutgers is right here, the ecological preserve. And they've taken properties out of the pieces of land out of the ecological preserve.
Of course they have. That's the plan. Now, and of course people don't remember 5 years later, they grabbed the land 5 years later, luxury hotels and
right.
NAFTA highways. Tell us, please, about the family history of this land and how this all started and how much it's really worth and what they're trying to give you.
Okay, well, my husband's family has owned this land since about 1921. It was a dairy farm. It was a sheep farm, then a dairy farm. We do vegetable farming, and we have also trees and shrubs and pumpkin picking, some agri-entertainment as well, horseback riding, mulch, organic screened topsoil.
So it's really a private park.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what my husband said. He said, they're looking for passive recreation. We have recreation right here. There's no other horse riding academy in this area of the county. We're the only ones.
It's the same thing. They got a place called Reimer's Ranch, beautiful land out on the Pertinalis where we used to go camping. The old man died. The state and the county and everybody said, oh, we're getting it to make it a nature preserve. And guess what? They're going to build luxury homes all over it. Nah, with our money. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. They took 25 acres of the farm in the mid-70s. And around that time, there was an attorney who lived across the street. He used to come here for eggs. He did some work for my father-in-law and uncle, and there was some dispute, a fee dispute, and the attorney wanted the corner, a corner part of the parcel, and he had wanted that piece. So it ended up, you know, with a dispute. Coincidentally, I'm sure it's more than coincidence.
Well, this is what tyranny is. Let me stop you. This is where private individuals and governments use government to set up all their own little private empires. Go ahead.
Right. Well, this attorney was partnered, and we didn't find this out until this past year that they were actually partners. The judge who presided over our case was a partner of this attorney who had represented my father-in-law.
You need to file a judicial complaint on him.
Right. Well, he did. The judge, we finally, you know, it's really hard to find attorneys who are going to fight for you because they're going up against the good old boys network. They're going up against that wall. And we found someone, Barbara Schwartz, who brought in conflicts of interest because there's so many conflicts of interest. It's unbelievable.
It's not called conflict of interest. It's called collusion and racketeering.
There you go. And the judge he's the head judge in the county. He assigns the cases, but he kept this one for himself. He said that since we brought up the conflict, since my husband and Barbara brought them up, he felt vilified, and he used these words, not necessarily in this order, but and that they were viciously and villainously attacking he and his family, and he didn't think he would be able to be objective going forward. So he stepped aside, assigned it to someone who reports to him.
Which is another conflict of interest.
Right, right. He should have just, it should have just, you know, just to bring in another tangent, I don't mean to confuse people, because there was also, you may have heard the code word Machiavelli. Our governor, McGreevy, stepped down because of, my brother-in-law had donated, money to, I believe it was the Victory Fund, and McGreevy's fundraiser, was going to help us, get a better price for selling our development rights so we could remain on the land. And we were going to go into farmland preservation. Well, the fundraiser is in jail. McGreevy stepped down, and we're being thrown out. It's like our punishment.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is the local mafia letting everybody know who the boss is. This is incredible. So run through it. What are you facing right now? Tell us about the cases. Tell us how much the land is really valued and what your, where this fight goes, how much they're offering.
Okay, well, there, I believe, a building lot, goes for about $250,000. And there's 4 to an acre. That would be about $1 million an acre. There's 75 acres. You can do the math on that one. And then the jury.
And of course, that's not even, you by law are supposed to get best price. You're just talking about just compensation. You should be able to sell it for 3 times the current value because of real estate increases in value.
See that? Yeah. And then, but the jury was given a theoretical, hypothetical scenario of 133 units for the property. They awarded us $18 million. There were, now the appraiser who unfortunately, was open at when it was a little too late, he had said to me, he said, oh, well, when you're selling land at, you know, at such, on such a sizable tract as yours, there's a discount. And he said, well, let me, you know, just explain it like this. He said, you know, when you sell one shirt, you said it is, there's a higher price. Then when you sell 300 shirts, there's a discount. And I said to him, John, you know, I said, the only difference is, and it's a huge difference, you can always buy more shirts.
Well, that's not how appraising works. You own the land, you sell it for what the market will bear.
Bear, right.
Now,
right.
Yeah, the appraiser's telling you, well, we're going to devalue your land because I say so.
Right. It's a made to, right. And the courts, you know, the whole group there, you know, sets the standard by, you know, oh, it's 133 units. Well, you know what? The township here, they changed the zoning at, you know, at a whim.
So the land is really worth over $70 million, and that's
right.
A current rate. You could keep the land and sell pieces over the next 20 years and end up making probably $300 million.
Right.
Well, with the inflation of land prices, this is in a highly developed area, very sought after. So what's going to happen on Monday?
Well, on Monday, they have provided no relocation assistance. Monday, they're evicting us at 3 p.m. We've gotten letters from the attorneys that the township wants to bring in self-help. Typically, the sheriff's department evicts you, but our township wants to bring in armed personnel to take us out, to remove us, if we don't get out ahead of the deadline.
And then force you to take the $18 million.
Right.
And
well,
a lot of people will get...
wait. I'm sorry, Alex. The $18 million, the township has now, they are appealing it in the state Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, you'll never get it, sure.
Right. They froze the money. They didn't even put, I don't believe they put all of it in an account. And what they did,
they're going to take your land, spend millions of taxpayer money to never pay it. You'll get nothing.
Right. And then on top of it, they are alleging that they're environmental contaminants. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, why would we kill ourselves?
And now, exactly, then they'll end up charging you money for the environmental toxicity.
Well, they say it could potentially be, it could be $5 million. Well, they made a deposit of $4.3 million based on 1999. They're made for appraisal. And we're going to end up owing them money.
And then they'll send in a few bulldozers, scrape some topsoil off from the farming that's gone on. And see, it's always the same. I don't even know the story, and I can sit here and tell you the story.
No, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have organic topsoil. We screened organic topsoil. They have been harassing my husband, giving him tickets, harassing us, shining the cops.
Again, from the top down, the police, all of them, this is a criminal government.
Oh, it's terrible. It's horrendous. It's madness. People used to say, or my husband used to say, oh, they're fascists, and other people came in calling them Nazis, and I used to say, you have to be mannerly. You know what? If the shoe fits. That's exactly what they are. They are dictators.
It's simple. Look, they've set the precedent nationwide. They're grabbing everyone's property and not even paying you for it. Listen,
right.
The people who were lucky got $2,000-$3,000 an acre for premium land that is now going for $1 million an acre in some cases, on average over $300,000 an acre, right here in Austin. Believe me, I've seen it. There'll be a hotel on your land. You'll never see a dime.
Right, the same thing I think is in Paulsboro, in Gloucester County here. Farmers are getting hundreds or thousands for their land, and they're going to build casinos and hotels. So it's prime real estate. So it's a waterfront property. And then you have people even in the city of Camden, they're being displaced. You have people in Long Branch here, waterfront property. Yeah, some of them are the New Jersey Shore.
You know, I've got a trick for you to beat them. It may be too late. You go to bigger government mafias, bigger corporation mafias, offer a deal with them. They'll come in and push out the others. It's probably the only chance you've got now. Stay there. We'll be right back with our guest, one more segment with Clara Halpern. This is your government. This is the New World Order. This is how they operate. This is what they do. It's only going to get worse. This is what the tyranny's all about.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Imagine they're trying to charge them money to take their land. Same thing in New London, Connecticut. If you hear about this case in New Jersey on the national news, which you probably won't even hear that, it'll just be, oh, they're taking some land, it's an eminent domain, without paying them. and then threatening to charge them money for land currently worth conservatively $70-plus million. They're going to charge them to take their family land that's worth over $70 million right now. In closing, Clara Halper, how do we help you? What are your remedies? Is there any type of state injunction? As you said, they're already trying to put people in jail who've tried to defend you. Where does all this go?
You know, right now, there's a public advocate's office in New Jersey. We've sought after his help. We asked for a moratorium on eminent domain, but he was unable to provide that. The governor doesn't want to deal with it directly. I'm afraid that I don't know what the remedies are. I really don't. We've almost exhausted all our remedies in court, and the state Supreme Court has at least three justices I know that are very close with a law firm that was engaged in dual representation with us and the county.
When you go to these events, when you go to the city council, do you ever stand up there and say, how do you sleep at night engaging in this criminal activity?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Myself, other people have as well.
Do they just smile at you? Are they enjoying it?
Yeah, they just as a matter of fact, and then they try to belittle my husband and say, you know, and make him out like he's, a nuisance. One, the township attorney, I delivered a package to his office. I'd left the office, and I was just going down the staircase, and he came out. He threw the package at me, hitting my leg. I mean, they're just so, there's this madness.
It's only going to get worse. Everybody's going to get a taste of it real soon. It's spreading everywhere.
It's unfortunate because I know people a lot of times feel that it's not going to happen to them. But I see it. I see it everywhere because especially in New Jersey, there is land. And they've cut up the state so there's just no rationale to it. The only rationale is that it's a developer's haven.
What's going to happen Monday?
Monday, they're evicting us 3:00. We're trying to get whatever we can out of here because whatever we leave is considered abandoned property, and they're going to confiscate it as such. So our crops that they were supposed to pay for, our trees, our shrubs, our product, we're totally out of business, and we're homeless.
They're waging war against you, so you can't fight them. Let them know that you're going to hire PIs. And you may not get them on this, but see, these people are all criminals, so you will get them on other things. Crooks do other things. Be there. Catch them cheating on the wife. Catch them when they're stealing. Catch them on other things. Let them know. Let them know that you're going to be there and you're going to bring them down. How can we help you?
As many people that can come out to this rally, that would be helpful. Calling and sending correspondence to the politicians in town and the state saying to stop eminent domain.
And that's Piscataway. Well, this isn't even eminent domain. This is him stealing land.
Right. You're absolutely right. It is stealing. It's land grabbing.
Well, Clara Halper, we're also all going to pray for you because you're on the front lines and you're being literally devoured. I know you're going to be very busy Monday, but I'm on the air in the hours before this happens. Can we check in with you on Monday, and then maybe you can have the city council phone number and maybe the governor's phone number on Monday? We'll give that out on air.
Oh, sure. That would be great. Thanks, Alex.
Great. Let me get you on it in like 12 noon on Monday so we can stand up for you. God bless you, Mrs. Halper.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
We stand with you.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.